This is the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kaminsky.
Welcome to the brand new episode of the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kaminsky.
Well, welcome to the Awakening Podcast with Michael Kaminsky. Yes, that's me. My name is Michael Kaminsky. And today I'm going to do something a little different. I'm mobile today, so the sounding is a little bit different. It's not, unfortunately, probably that great of quality, but I need to make a new podcast. It's been a while. Things are changing. And it's easier to do this mobile and everything like that, but stuff like that. But this 2023 is awesome. God is doing something great like we've never seen before. Man, with everything from, you know, the Grammys, when Sam Smith decided that, well, maybe his record company, whatever, decided that he was going to dress up like Satan and, you know, have people, demons worship him. Basically, that's what happened. And there was a cage, you know, just with flames and somebody in the cage and just a bunch of devil worship. And that was about 5 minutes. And, you know, all the Christians were outraged on that. This is kind of old news, of course, but, and then God said, basically, you know what? You've had your 5 minutes of fame, Sam Smith, on the stage. But I'm going to do something greater, even greater. And I'm going to have revival come out of Asbury College in Kentucky. And that's going to last more than 5 minutes. And yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's lasting more than 5 minutes. Whew. God is up to something. God is on the move like we have never seen before. There are young adults and colleges that are getting closer to God. That revival is breaking out inside these colleges. And they're Christian colleges and non-Christian colleges as well. And it's so amazing to see what God is doing. It's so awesome. You know, and then there's this movie called Jesus Revolution. That Greg Laurie and the guy, The Chosen, I always forget his name. And Kelsey Grammer created, and it just released. I believe they created it last year, and it just released in theaters not that long ago. I've watched it 2 times myself. I've been pumped and excited about this event for a long time. I've had a revival in my heart ever since I was a teenager. Ever since I was in school, in high school, I did a report about the Jesus people. I remember doing a report in my, English class in high school. I believe as a senior in high school, about the Jesus people movement. About everything with that, about the Time magazine article, about the Life magazine article, about Expo 72 that happened. And I just knew it there in my heart when I was a kid that God was gonna. I remember crying. I had to give a speech kind of about my report. I remember, and I remember crying about it because I knew in my heart that eventually, someday, I would see God do something, do a revival, sometime that we would have another Jesus people movement on this planet, in the United States of America. And it's so awesome to see I believe that's happening right now as I speak. You know, so there's two ways you can look at this. There's either you look at this where, oh, it's just another revival. It's just another thing that, whatever. It's just another awakening. It's just another movement. You know, God is doing something cool. And you're sitting there, from the sidelines, just, just sitting there waiting for something to happen, you know, or whatever, just sitting there on the fence. Or you know what? You can engage and you can get in there and you can play. I mean, it's not that it's a game. It's that you can get off the sidelines. You can worship God for who he truly is. And you know what? This whole thing is not about a man. It's not about a person. It is not about worship necessarily, even though we do worship God. And he comes to us and he manifests his Holy Spirit to us. Yes, I agree with that. That's awesome. But this whole thing is about seeking God's face. About seeking his face and letting him come and fill us with his Holy Spirit. And yes, I believe there is repentance. Revival, there has to be repentance and revival. Yes, 100%. Definitely. And you know what? It's so awesome to see this because, you know, people are looking for truth. People are looking for the truth. And Jesus is the way, the life, and the truth. Well, the Bible says it. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. And we can share with people the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. But this is just amazing to see what God is doing right now on the face of the planet. Jesus, thank you, God. Whew. Thank you, Father God. So, my question to you is, where are you? Are you on the fence and just waiting? So, are you waiting or are you actively seeking the face and the heart of God? You know? It's time for something to happen. It's time to get off the fence, get into the game, and be active currently what God is doing and what he's about to do. Too many times we've placed our hope and our trust in man, in apostles, in prophets. And, you know, we expect the man of God to do something. And, you know, we relied on that. And then when they make a wrong assumption about the elections, or, you know, or they prophesied something wrong upon our lives, or about, you know, the government, or about, you know, certain things. And we've just like,
and things maybe didn't go right, you know, and we blame them because, oh, they said that Trump was going to be president in 2022 or wherever, whenever it was. whatever year it was, you know, he was going to become the president again. And things didn't happen, you know. And we relied on man too much. When in all reality, we need to rely on God. And we need to seek his face. God will never leave you nor forsake you, the Bible says. That's the truth. God has been with you ever since you were born. He knitted you in your mother's womb. And he's with you always. You know, maybe you've, I don't know, maybe you relied on people too much. You know, you relied on the bottle. You relied on drugs. You relied on relationships. You know, and other things in life. And you've had that God-shaped hole inside your life, you know, filled with all that stuff, the world, the worldly things. I don't know. And you filled it with those things, but, you know, they don't fit. It's like a puzzle. You know, when you're a toddler, you have those shape puzzles, kind of like cube things, and you put the different shapes inside the, you know, there's a heart hole in that. Maybe you're putting a triangle in the heart, you know, in the heart hole, or you're putting the rectangle in the heart hole, or the star piece. It doesn't fit there. And you know why it doesn't fit there? It's because the only piece that fits there is the heart of God. God wants to live inside of you. He wants to do things with you and through you. And you know what? He is knocking at the door of your heart. It's not you knocking at the door of him. It's he's knocking at the door of your heart. All you have to do is say yes. I believe in you, God. I trust in you. Even though I cannot see you. Even though, you know, but I have faith. I put my faith in you. In about 2005, I believe it was, I had a dream and a vision that God gave me. A revival. I had a dream that what happened was the stadiums here in Seattle, where I live, they're full of people. They were full of people, and in between the stadiums is a garage, parking garage, and on top of the garage was a stage. And on that stage, there was people preaching. There was Christian worship bands leading worship. There were people getting baptized on the floor of the stadiums. And what was happening was there was a live video feed from up on top of that parking garage of all this happening. And so it was being played live on the big screens inside the stadiums, both stadiums. Lumen Field, which lumen means light. Right now is awesome. That they named that Lumen Field. And then now T-Mobile Park, which used to be Safeco Field. And It was so packed that it was overflowing through the streets. And they had to, as well as they had to do a live video feed to the other stadiums as well, too, a satellite feed. The other stadiums inside the city. The Memorial Park, which is in the Seattle Center, and now Climate Pledge Arena. And what was happening was people were just flooding those stadiums all at once. And people were actually in the streets of Seattle on their knees before God, worshiping Him. And this was such a big thing to do that what was happening was people were just coming and joining and joining. It was so big that it became like a spiritual wave that shocked the world, that it started from Seattle, because Seattle is it's a port city. We have imports and exports. What was happening, it was exporting this whole thing was exporting to other nations and other countries from the ocean, from our ocean, basically, off our ocean. And, you know, it shut down the city for days. And I remember I saw it in the vision that God gave me, the Seattle Times newspaper. It said, city shut down, revival happening, or something to that effect. But this is the vision that God gave me. And it's so awesome. I believe that one day it will happen. And I believe that the Great Awakening is happening. I believe, you know, with this whole Asbury thing, you know, this can happen. I don't know when. Only God does. And it's going to be awesome. So awesome. I believe that the Great Awakening has begun. It has begun. And I believe that what the Bible says in Revelation, it says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I believe maybe through this third great awakening that is happening, that could happen now. Yes, there's so much evil in this world, so much different things going on left and right, if you know what I mean. You know, different weird things like shooting down Chinese spy balloons and stuff like that. And it's just crazy. It's just crazy what is going on in this world, you know, thinking that it's UFOs from other planets, but, you know, stuff like that. The only person knows is God. And you know what? All it is a bunch of noise that's going on, you know, just to distract us. To distract us from what's really going on in this world, which is going on. God is moving through Asbury and all these different colleges, like I was saying. All this other stuff that we're watching on the news is just a big distraction. Just to make people believe that all this in the world, That's the real world. That's the really thing that's going on, you know. But you know what? The truth is that it's just a bunch of crap compared to what's really truly happening. You know, I watch the news, you know, I turn on the news sometimes and I'm like, really? Are you serious? All this stuff that's going on, it makes me sick to my stomach, kind of. It's like, what's the point? There's something more. There's something greater. There's something greater on this earth than what God is doing. You know, I believe that myself, I believe that COVID was a distraction, especially. It was a thing of population control. In a way, that's what I believe. And things are coming out about it and everything. And it's just insane. It's just to scare us. It's a scare tactic. Have you ever watched War of the Worlds? You know, there was a whole thing about the War of the Worlds where, I don't remember what year, it was like 1953, I believe. On Halloween night, you may have heard this, that they played the War of the Worlds over the radio, because back in the day, they didn't really have TV. So they were doing a Halloween special, and they were playing the story of the War of the Worlds. And, you know, in the very, very beginning of what they were saying was that... that this is not scientific. This is not real. This is only sci-fi. And it's fake. It's just a story. And people were listening to what was going on with the War of the Worlds, of the aliens coming and all this stuff. And people were literally getting scared. They were getting scared poopless. And... they thought it was really, really happening. And so all these other places, news agencies that weren't playing it were picking up on this. People were even coming to their houses screaming and everything. And all these news agencies were picking up on it, that the aliens have landed and that people were afraid. And so it became like a domino effect on other people. And yeah, it was just, so it scared people. And that's when the government finally realized, oh, we can use this as a scare tactic, basically, to scare other people. And I don't remember, I believe it was like NBC or something that did it. And NBC, I don't remember the outcome of it, but it was insane. It was crazy. So, you know, yes, there these things can happen, and it's crazy to believe that, to think that, oh, you know, oh, the government doesn't scare people like that. Yeah, I doubt that, but, you know, all this stuff that's going on around us is nothing compared to what God is doing and what God is going to do in us and through us. That's just timing. We still have a lot of time. It's 2023. There's still a lot left to this year. It's just March. Only 3 months into this year. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do this year. Well, thank you for listening. I just want to end with a prayer right now. Dear Lord, I thank you for the people who are listening to this podcast, Lord. I pray that they would, Lord Jesus, that they would get off the fence, Lord. That they would get off the fence and they would get into the game. And they would seek after you, God. That they would stop seeking after men, the men of God. But that they would seek your face for true revival, Lord. That they would worship you, God, with all their heart, God. That there would nothing be held back in their lives, Lord. That they would go full force in worship for you, Lord. God, that they, during the time of worship at church, Father God, that they would just not stand there, Father God. That they would not just stand there and fold their arms, Lord, and just be entertained by the worship team, Lord. But God, that they would partner with you, Father God. That they would partner with you. Jesus. Lord God, I pray for a fresh new awakening inside their life, Father God. Like they've never had before, Lord. Do something new, Lord. Do something new in their lives today, Father God. God, I pray for my friends, Father God, who are just listening to this, Father God. Maybe they don't know you, Father God. Maybe they're putting, you know, the wrong puzzle piece inside that heart-shaped hole that they have in their lives, Father God. And they put the right piece, Father God. They put your heart, the puzzle piece of you, your heart inside of them, Lord. God, reside in them, Father God. Jesus, maybe they're being scared by all the scare tactics around them, Father God, that they're not seeing that there's more going on, that they're believing all the news, Father God, the lies of the news, Lord. Jesus, God, change them, God. Thank you, Father God. God, we thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, Lord. In your name, Lord. Amen. Well, thank you, my friends. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You're amazing. Go be blessed. Do something great today for God and God's kingdom. Seek after his heart today, Father. The Father's heart. Seek after the Father's heart. Well, remember, one love, one hope, one peace. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. A blessed night. Blessed evening. Love y'all.
Love you guys.
This has been another podcast of The Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibiski. Check out Michael's social media on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Michael Kibiski Ministries.